Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. It's time to get a grip on your communications, isn't it? I'm ready for your moments of temporary hesitation or bewilderment. I don't know if birth order has anything to do with grammar persnicketiness. Do eldest children have a tendency of dotting their I's and crossing their T's? Are youngest children inclined toward utter grammar rebellion? Was the first person to drop an OMG in 1917? Yes, I did say that date correctly, 1917. Was he a youngest child? I bet he was. Was that member of the band One Direction who once jumped into the audience to fix the grammar on a fan sign really an older child? I have no idea, but that's my guess. Here's what I do know. Lindley Murray, often called the father of grammar, was an eldest child. Noah Webster, American English renegade, was the fourth child out of five. Ben Franklin, English language revolutionary, was the 15th child out of 17. Yikes, power to that mama. Of course, I'm a younger child, and we all know how I can dive deep into the correct matters of language, but for me, it's always a hunt, a quest, a matter of discovery. There's a right answer today, in this month, in this year, but that might not be the right answer 50 years ago, or even one style book ago. Yes, the I of internet can now be lowercase. That's officially okay, and it has been for a few years now. Or at least it's okay by the Chicago Manual of Style. Sorry, tech guys arguing about this. I hear you. I do. But sometimes language simply evolves. It grows up. Just like people. What was it that Mark Twain said? Age is a matter of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. But sometimes age order does matter. For example, what about those words oldest and eldest? You know you've wondered about this too. What on earth is the difference between oldest and eldest? Don't they mean the same thing? Is this some ye old colonial spelling like ye instead of thee that for some grammar-forsaken reason just refuses to fade into the linguistic history books? The answer is simpler than you might realize. Oldest and eldest do indeed have the same definition. The only difference is that eldest is used when referring to family relationships. Do you have to use eldest in these situations? Of course not. There's no grammarian coup over this distinction. However, it does explain why the word eldest brings to mind the Bennet sisters from Pride and Prejudice and Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. It's all about family relationships. So whether you are the eldest sibling or the youngest, you finally have your answer. Though, is anyone else bummed that there isn't some equally antiquated variation of youngest to match? Just me? I don't believe it. When I think of those terms for the young, one of my favorite rarely used ones is whippersnapper. No, it has nothing to do with family relationships, but it's a great one all the same. It has a lovely rhythm to it rolling out of your mouth, perhaps best paired with an angry older voice, I know. Whippersnapper. Isn't that great? Of course, an overly confident whippersnapper, sometimes thought of as someone young who is brazen or impertinent, that whippersnapper has been called a whippersnapper since about 1700. It comes from the possible combination of snippersnapper, as in a troublemaker out on the street of Christopher Marlowe and William Shakespeare's day, plus whipsnapper, as in a youth who has nothing better to do than hang out and snap a whip. Never been called a whippersnapper? How about this? Have you ever been called or felt minuscule? Itty bitty, tiny little hiccups in our writing might not always be noticed, but that doesn't mean we still shouldn't try to do better, even when some people say these mistakes are okay. Minuscule is a big word with a tiny meaning. Literally, it means to be incredibly small. It comes from a diminutive of minus, or minusculus in Latin. Minus, M-I-N-U-S. So minuscule is spelled M-I-N-U-S-C-U-L-E. Minuscule, as in M-I-N-I-S-C-U-L-E, is a confused spelling, taking the idea of mini and mixing up the words. Miniscule isn't the standard spelling. If you were in a spelling bee, it would be considered incorrect. However, because this word is misspelled so often, it's starting to become an alternate form. Mini-Me probably isn't behind the surge of this spelling faux pas, but maybe remembering his work with Dr. Evil might help you remember that this isn't the accepted usage you're looking for. Someone can be mini, but they shouldn't be miniscule. I know what you're thinking. How can people simply make up a new spelling and have it become normalized because of misspelling it so often? Well, depending on your outlook, this is the awesome or disturbing thing about the English language over time. Just like pleated versus pled, light versus lit, embed versus embed, words and their spellings evolve. Heck, sometimes mistakes even replace the original forms entirely. Will we see this with minuscule? Time will only tell. But until then, let's try to get it right. Whether you're the eldest, the oldest, or the youngest, whether you prefer your internet with a capital I or not, what does your birth order say about you and your grammar fussy tendencies, or your lack thereof? Does it play a role? Reach out to me on this. I'd love to conduct an informal poll. And I'd also love to bring back the word whippersnapper. You can't say it with a straight face. Whippersnapper. 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 I can't do it. Maybe you can. Okay, fine. Maybe I am the youngest child. If you've enjoyed this episode, I invite you to subscribe to the Words You Should Know podcast wherever you listen. Or if you'd rather have my podcasts and communications trivia and reminders arrive in your inbox directly, subscribe to my monthly newsletter at chrisspiezak.com. Just kidding. I know you can't spell my name. chrisspiezak.com works, of course, but for your spelling convenience, you can also find me at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Redirects are awesome, folks. This podcast was inspired by my longtime weekly writing tips blog in its 7th year now, and my book, Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 Writing and Editing Reminders for the Curious or Confused, available where books are sold. Until next time, words, language, communication, you've got this.